This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Yes, you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As usual, 24/7, 365 news cycle. No rest for the weary, but we are exceptional Americans. We can deal with it. Hurricane Harvey moving on. Deep lows and depressions, so to speak. Lots of rain still hanging around. Sunshine yesterday a little bit, maybe a little bit today. It's drying out, but look out for the rivers. Look out for the bayous, because this is now the time when these things start to swell, and there's more and more flooding ahead. So welcome to the show on that cheery, cheery note. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. We get your emails, and thank you. We have several of our listeners that are contributing as citizen journalists, actually for the last 7 years almost now, with Agenda 21 Radio. And we really do appreciate your listenership and also your contributions. Those of you that want to have your name read over the air as you contribute, make sure you put that in your email, so I can make sure I do. No, normally I just keep everything confidential because most of you have asked for that, so I keep it that way. So, all right, what is really truly going on? In the second hour, we're going to be talking about USA bombing drills at Kim doorstep. Yep, it's getting serious now because there's bombing drills and raids going on as drills. Should say that, raids as drills. Right now, around the North Korean, well, around the peninsula, let's say. I'm not going to say exactly where, because I really don't know exactly where. It shouldn't be above the 38th parallel. But anyway, Okay, so a lot of other things going on. California, it's interesting, some stories coming out of California. Initiative would legalize psychedelic mushrooms. Psilocybin, in other words. Okay, slippery slope. We told you about marijuana. Now it's psilocybin. There you go. Driving your car on psilocybin. Boy, what a treat that would be. Apparently this initiative wants to do that. California, on the precipice. You know, this the situation, though, there is a new California state initiative, and it's called New California, and it will prevail. There's no question about it. It's going to prevail. That is, the rolling out of that is going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. Watch out for it. And people will get on board because it's the only thing we can do to truly save this union. And that is a fact. We really believe that. Okay, anyway, so these bombing drills going on, but let's get back to Hurricane Harvey because, you know, they say that the drying out is going to be beginning like right now, but there's a lot of things going on. You got a chemical plant that's on fire, of course. This chemical plant, which I believe is just about 30 miles outside of Houston, has sent several officers, police officers, sheriffs, and so on, to the hospital, apparently with chemical burns of some sort, probably because chemicals have been wafting through the air and they make skin contact and they burn. Bad for the eyes, bad for the lungs, remember that. But anyway, apparently they've lost electricity at this chemical plant, and they say that there's some explosions going on. I'm not too sure, though, on the reports that I've been hearing if they're really actually explosions because of the chemical reactions. Again, they've lost electricity, so the ability to stir things and keep things cool and warm and all that stuff, which many of these chemicals do need, has been lost. So there's bound to be something happening there as those chemicals start to react with one another, and they certainly are doing that. So fires, chemical fires, probably yes. Will there be some sort of a whoosh type thing, which might sound like an explosion? Yes, but everybody's being cautioned to stay out of that way. Right now they're diverting aircraft around from the area. Obviously, chemicals wafting through the air is not good for the passengers inside of a jet airline, if you know what I mean. So that sort of stuff is going on. There's problems, of course. Anytime you have flooding like that, the electrical system will go down, but there's also places in and around electrical vaults underground that might be active and could cause electrical shocks. So those of you that are out there listening to this, and by the way, we understand that listenership in Texas is down. We get that. We get it. We're just trying to let the word out to everybody that we understand, we feel your pain, and we are our hopes and prayers, thoughts and prayers are with you at all times right now, Houston. And we understand that, yes, Houston has a problem. And anyway, shelters are flooding. That's the thing that we're getting. And again, that rise in the rivers and so on after this, I guess the rain is over with, but the swelling of these rivers is going to continue for several days, sort of unabated, because the bottom line is that a lot of your levees and river or dams are full. And overtopping by levees and dams started happening 2 days ago, actually. So that is going to continue, from what we've been told, for the next several days. So be aware of that. And again, the old motto, don't drive, turn around. Don't go down the road, don't drown. Turn around, don't drown. That whole thing, all those sayings about that. It's a good idea not to get in your car and drive around. Stay in a safe place. If you're above water, definitely stay in a safe place. There's not too much you can do until the flooding starts to subside. And then even then, it's going to be absolutely a mess. Point blank, it's going to be a mess for everybody for the next several weeks and months and even years. And I know that sometimes these things take several years to take care of, to clean up. And it's houses, as an example, some of those nice new homes in and around Houston that live in that floodplain, they're going to need a lot of work. And some of these houses, if they sit long in water, they're going to have to be demolished, even the nice new ones. That's going to be a big problem. So people will want to get in their homes and get everything dried out, get everything taken out, cut down the wet drywall and let those studs in the bottom floor down there dry out. And that's about all you can do right now. So there's going to be a lot of work ahead for everybody in Houston. And of course, the federal government is there. Donald Trump is doing an absolutely fantastic job, which is, you know, it's hard for me to say that you know, the federal government is doing something really fantastic, but they seem to be doing really, really a good job in articulating and working with local officials, which is very, very important for the local officials to know that they have that security of the federal government behind them. Donald Trump has basically opened up the vault to the federal government for anything that is needed. So we have not gotten any reports. And we would tell you straight up if we had reports of any kind of problems with the federal government or anything like that. And there may be, because you know, there's going to be all kinds of insurance things and all this stuff coming up for all of you out there in Texas. And I think that, you know, if in fact there is a problem with any part of the federal government not fulfilling its obligations through FEMA or whatever, you need to let us know. Drop us a line, paul@a21r.com, and we'll get it out there. We'll try and track it down and find out what is truly going on so that this does not happen to you. Doesn't need to happen to you, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the dam. The dams over there in outside of Houston, because that was a big threat yesterday and the day before, whether or not they're overtopping, what's happening with the whole bayou thing, and the refocusing of the national media. Are they going to stay with the whole situation in Houston? Because this is unbelievable, I wish, if you say fantastic in the negative sense, the size and scope of this disaster in Houston. It is a mega disaster for the United States of America. And so far, relief and everything has been coming through. And that's a good thing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And you can also email me, paul at a21r.com. Okay, so some of the things that are happening around there. Now, we're going to spend time on this. We're going to record these shows. We're gonna put them up on podcasts so you can get them. All about the safety things that are going on, all the experiences that everybody's feeling here in Houston based upon what has happened here with Hurricane Harvey. And the reason that we do this is because there's a lot to learn and a lot to be gained from learning about the whole situation in emergency procedures, how people have behaved, what has been going on. Now, we have been talking about making sure that you're all prepped up in your own home and in your own situation, and that you and your family can come up with a plan to evacuate, a plan to do whatever you need to do in the time of a crisis. So we've been talking about that. We've been talking about that and harping on it over the last several days. We'll continue to do so because it's really important that you have a safety plan. You know, when I was the superintendent of schools and also a principal and school administrator, one of the things that we always kind of looked at all the time were fire drills. We had a plan for fire drills. And you'd be surprised how many schools don't have plans for fire drills. I mean, you'd really be surprised. Now, the reason that you have these drills, obviously, is if there is a sound that goes off, if there's a fire bell that goes off, then people know what to do and how to do it. Okay? That's just really kind of simple. They practice it. They understand it. Now, I liken this to a fire drill, a rescue drill that might be put on in a ship. You go on these cruise ships and they do emergency evacuation drills, get to your boat station and things like that. These drills are kind of drilled into you for your own safety, obviously. And a lot of people sometimes might poo-poo these safety drills, but you need to take them seriously. So schools, I always liken the fact that if I was principal of school, I'd say, well, I'm the captain of the ship, so to speak, and the school is the ship. And really, there's so many similarities, it's not even funny. So, but the situation about how do I keep, my first responsibility isn't to educate the children as a superintendent, or even as a teacher, or if you're a custodian, anybody who works around kids, your first responsibility is not what you think in terms of education or what you're doing with the children in regards to the education outcome. It's not that at all. It's the safety of the kids. It's school safety. So your constant thought as a school leader, anytime you're in the schools, is safety of the kids. Hello? That's your first responsibility. And a lot of people don't take it serious. You know, I had a teacher one time who was really, really upset that we were taking time to do an earthquake drill at a school. We had a school of 3,000 kids, and we were doing this big drill, and we were involving the county. We were involving assets of the county, such as your sheriff's department, fire department, counseling service, and so on. And so we contacted, it was in Orange County, with the Orange County County people said, what services can you bring to bear with a school of 3,000? We're going to have an earthquake drill and so on. So they gave us a whole list of them. And we put together this huge plan, and it was a realistic drill using kids as actors and using circumstances created in advance about how people should, when we do the actual drill, how people should be reacting in and around what potential casualties should look like, and then how they're proceeding with the earthquake drill itself. Okay? So this is something that we took a lot of time building this whole thing. It took, you know, many, many weeks of planning and so on. And we shut the community down. We put up all these signs saying, earthquake drill in progress, no need for alarm. And, you know, helicopters were flying over. It's one of those kind of things. And you'd hear sirens. You'd hear the fire engines and all this stuff. Okay, so we had this one teacher who never liked fire drills. And the fire drills are not nearly intrusive as this one was. But he was absolutely reticent. I mean, he was just downright nasty about this drill. And so I sat him down and had that conversation about what is your responsibility, first and foremost, to these kids. And he says, well, I'm going to be a great, I might teach them math and this is that and this is that. And everything was about him when it came down to it. His ego, how he was the teacher, he was in charge, and this kids are going to do. I mean, it was all about control and him. And finally, about 5 minutes in the conversation, I'd had just about enough of this. And I was sitting there with my staff, and we're looking at him, and I said, look, let me be very blunt. It's not about you. And he looked at me. I mean, everybody in the room is kind of like, I said, it's not about you at all. I said, here's the deal. It's about the safety of the kids and you. And your first responsibility is to do what? Well, I'm here to educate. I said, no, you're wrong. You're here for the safety of kids, period. First thing, first and foremost. And I told him point blank, and there was a labor union representative in there. And I said, if you can't get through that through your head, you're going to walk out that door and not come back and leave your keys on the counter on the way out. I said, if this is the way it's going to be, and you're going to be creating this much trouble, and there was all kinds of, and you know what? He got up, walked out, and everything was fine after that. And the union rep said to me, well done. See, when it comes to the safety of people and your family, that's the same way you got to approach it. I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, but this stuff happens, and we're going to see, you know, I mean, the more visibility we have in terms of the media, you can see more of this kind of stuff on TV, and it's going to add to kind of like a certain tension level. You know, these kind of things happened 50, 60 years ago, but because we didn't have the media like we have today, then, you know, we didn't have the 24/7 bombardment, 365, like I say, of all the panic things going on. So some of the things that you need to be prepared for are absolutely essential, and some of the things are starting now. You're 5, 6, 7 days out of this disaster, not 3, because, you know, most people tell you, well, you got to plan for at least 3 days with food. It's actually probably more like a week, 10 days, maybe even a month. I tell people to have a month of stored things available to you, at least at minimum, a month. Now we get this report that from the Star Telegram there in Houston, it says, fill her up. Some Dallas-Fort Worth stations may run out of gas Labor Day weekend. Now, I'd say, you know, everybody across the nation, because prices of gas is going to start to go up like crazy because of this, because of all the refineries that are being shut down over there. And we just talked about the big chemical fire at one of those locations. That's what is happening right now in the Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is, well, first of all, you don't have in Houston, you don't have a lot of stations up and running because everything's flooded. That's a problem. So you can't even get to the tanks. So everybody's trying to go to the outlying areas, going north and west, to try and get gas out of Houston. That's basically what's going on. And this article is very well put. It says, on the eve of a busy Labor Day holiday weekend, convenience store operators and other gasoline retailers on said Wednesday, there's a strong chance they will run out of fuel at some locations this weekend because of the supply disruptions caused by Hurricane Harvey. Now, again, I'm going to caution, I'm going to say, this is not unusual in these kind of big events and emergencies. That's why you have to prepare for this. You know, you see storms coming in, top off your tanks. Good idea to keep your tanks topped off. I mean, don't go in and just top them off when they're, keep them full. Fill them up. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And you can email me, paul at a21r.com. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. a21r.com. Okay, so talk about Hurricane Harvey. This is kind of an interesting hurricane as hurricanes go. An article that appeared, I guess it's in Emergency Management Magazine. Emergency Management Magazine. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one before. I never have. But it's also got connections to the Los Angeles Times and TNS. Okay, so the biggest rainstorm in the history of the United States mainland made a second landfall Wednesday on the Gulf Coast, slowly moving away from Houston and dousing southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana. Now, in 2 days, the president is going to make a second trip to Texas and then also jump into Louisiana. Now, listen to this, everybody. Don't drum roll, please. I know we don't want to be harping on the president and all of a sudden he did something wrong and evil. But he might not get there if the weather is bad. Okay? Just be prepared for that. I mean, why risk that sort of thing for anybody? Because, you know, if you bring down the big plane, we could fall on innocent people and hurt them too. And we don't want to have a constitutional crisis at this point in time. But the map that we have up there on the website, a21r.com, shows that progression all the way through Saturday. It's going to get as far as West Virginia and Ohio. That's the way that that's going to go. It says, well, Tropical Storm Harvey is no longer the power of a Category 4 hurricane that slammed the Gulf Coast late Friday. It is expected to weaken as it moves north over Mississippi and Tennessee. The Hurricane Center warned of continued catastrophic, life-threatening flooding. That's what we're talking about. Little dams that are filled up and so on. It says Texas National Guard has made more than 8,500 rescues and 26,000 evacuations. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said at a news conference on Wednesday after activating 14,000 members of the Texas National Guard. Abbott announced he was seeking an additional 10,000 National Guard members from other areas. The worst is not yet over for Southeast Texas, he said. And again, learning peace for everybody. In flooding situations, when the rainstorm leaves or when there's a dam break, usually, oftentimes, the worst of the flooding continues for days after. And sometimes the rising goes, depending upon where you're at and what type of levee system you have and what type of dams you have and what dams might be threatened and might be overtopping or whatever. And that's what you need to keep abreast of. Now, I know it's difficult. A lot of people don't have radios. They have no communications. We know we can tell digitally how many listeners we've lost since this hurricane came on shore at Red State Talk Radio. And, you know, we've lost listenership. We understand that. That it's a big chunk of Texas, Louisiana, and the South. They love our radio's programming, and we get it. You know, we get it. So it's, you know, we understand the impact, and that's a sizable number or area that we're covering there. We're very fortunate we have tons of listeners, but my point is that you can see it in the digital streams anyway that we put out on Red State Talk Radio all the time. So suffering is going on. So those of you that can listen and can pass information on to others, please do so. Cell towers are still down much of that area. It says already tens of thousands of people in Houston and across southeast Louisiana have had to evacuate their homes, and the death toll has risen to 20, including a Houston police officer drowned. And, of course, the white van story, the bodies of four children and their grandparents were found. Well, this is a sad story. We first reported it's only four dead, but we found out it was six. And so just a tragic story. The automobile was found in the van. There's pictures of it. We don't put the pictures up. We'll just report it on the radio. Brother said Virginia Saldivar, Virginia Saldivar said the brother-in-law, Sam, was driving her grandchildren and her grandparents to higher ground Sunday when the current swept up the van, and Sam survived by climbing out of the front seat and climbing onto a tree branch, but the van disappeared into the water. Yeah, it's tragic, and that is a tragedy. So if you know, as they say, don't drown, turn around. It says, but many areas still remain impassable. Main highways and other roads were washed out, and more than 10,000 people were temporarily homeless in the main shelter areas of the cities of Houston and downtown. The George R. Brown Convention Center. City officials have asked Federal Emergency or FEMA for cots and for additional food at the Toyota Center. Now, my understanding is you're listening to this and you want to contribute, call the Red Cross. Oftentimes they need cash and cash quick. So by donating to the Red Cross in your local area is perhaps one of the most expedient things that you can do at this point in time. But this call for more help is going to continue, and it's going to get louder as the days and even weeks go forward here, because this is really much bigger than Katrina in many respects. And plus, the thing about Katrina, if you remember, it was really the mayor of New Orleans, Nagin, I think his name was, and the governor at the time, who were totally inept in asking for any kind of help from the Bush administration. So they sat back and said, well, we're here to help. You just need to make the request and ask. And I don't think these bumbling fools knew what to ask. I think they were so incompetent that they did not know that they could how to ask and approach FEMA. I really believe that. When I went back and looked at those guys and what they were doing, see, this is kind of how it works in these emergency scenarios. If you're a local person, you know, there's you're in a city, a school district, whatever. You know, you can pull on resources in your own district. If you can't do that, you can go to like a city, then to the county level, and then from the county level to the state level. Now, the state articulates with the federal government, just like at a school district or in a city, it would articulate it with and communicate with its own county. That's the way the system works. It's a wonderful system when everything is all, you know, unclogged, and it can be very, very expedient if everybody's cooperating and on the same page. Now, that is what I don't think they understood in New Orleans with Katrina. I just don't think they understood that those protocols. And I wonder if, you know, there's a declaration that has to be made by the governor to go to the federal government, and then they say yay or nay. Almost in every case, regardless of even the party, even Obama was very, very efficient at this. These people got approval. Under very unusual circumstances, of course, politically it might not do that, but that never really seemed to be an issue, even with Obama, that much. He was a little iffy on things, but, you know. Anyway, but with Trump, it's all right out front. You want it? Here it is. We're here to help. And, of course, Texas knows. See, the people of Texas understand this. The government there, they understand how to articulate with the federal government, and they do. It's at these times that state government officials need to have a clue as to what to do and how to do it, and don't be unabashedly ashamed, as is the case with Katrina. Because remember, there was human suffering going on for days because there was no request for federal assistance. And that is not on George Bush. Now, I'm not a George Bush fan, as you guys know, but, I mean, come on. You know, he could perform that function, and he performed many functions very, very well. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of him for a number of different reasons. But, you know, give a brother a chance. And so he got just harangued by the left, didn't he? Because of the incompetence of these people from the left, they all blamed it on Bush. It's called flipping the script. It's just a gangster thing. Anyway. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website at a21r.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Again, visit our website. Our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And we can help a brother out. That's the way I look at it. We all need to be helping the brothers out right now. Yeah. Okay. One of the byproducts of this, and I just, this is from the Los Angeles Times. This came up yesterday. And yesterday, day before, we didn't get it out on the air. Dog fight in the house. Yeah, it's crazy. When the doorbells ring on your television, the dogs think it's the house door. Hello. Anyway. This article came out the other day, 2 days ago, and it was kind of interesting when it came out, and I was reading it, and I thought, you know, God, this is so true what's happened here. This is from the Los Angeles Times Perspectives page, and how true is this article? It says, Perspective, how Harvey is giving us a break from our pundit addiction. That's true. I mean, it's very, very true. Now, we're getting a break from all the garbage going on. By the way, we're going to dive right into the garbage, Mueller and his the FBI under the charge and under control of Obama still. We're going to be talking about that. But it says, this is an article by Lorraine Ali, who I think she does a really good job for the LA Times, actually. And she's only listed as a contract reporter, but she's on there quite a bit. It says, something unusual happened to the national television news this week. News. And, you know, I got to God, you even long for the days, and you knew it back then in the 70s, 80s, and 90s about legitimate broadcast news. And, you know, you knew there were bias then. I mean, you really knew the news was biased to the left. I don't know. I figured that out as a kid growing up. It was pretty obvious about all of them. And back in the day, you only had ABC, CBS, and NBC. That's it. That is it. And you'd have local TV stations. So, in other words, back in the day, you'd have on television, you'd have three channels carrying the national stations. And these national stations would have affiliates. You might have a total, in fact, I think, as I recall, The first television I remember had 11 channels on it. That's it. 11 channels. And then, of course, the explosion in the 90s, and we had hundreds. You know, everybody was demanding content, content, content. And now it's gotten even worse because, you know, we got the internet and everybody's got a YouTube. And I love it. And it's interesting to see the shape-shifting that's going on with the media. But anyway, the mainstream media has changed, obviously. And that's the point what Lorraine Ali is trying to tell us. It says, footage of reporters in soggy rain slickers and melting baseball caps, waist-deep in brackish water, delivering minute-by-minute accounts from flooded boulevards in Beaumont, Texas, packed evacuation centers in Houston, and harrowing boat and helicopter rescues in Corpus Christi and Cuero. It says, interviews with fire department chiefs and meteorologists replaced the usual primetime political panels on CNN, and reports of a levee breach ate up NBC's airtime, usually reserved for analyst deconstruction of President Trump's latest guffaw. It says, interviews with fire department chiefs and meteorologists just banged it out of the park. The media fixation with Trump and itself refocused on real news overnight, or at least over the weekend. And all it took was a Category 4 hurricane that FEMA authorities have labeled more devastating than 2005 Katrina's to push us there to that point. Essentially, Tropical Storm Harvey altered the landscape of Texas, and for a few days at least, the national news media. See, we needed a break, didn't we? It says, from CBS News to Fox, news outlets rediscovered journalism. They did. I mean, at least they have. It's kind of interesting. I listen to all of them at one time. I'm really, really good at multitasking. And so there's multiple things going on right now inside the studio. It's very low down. We turned the volumes down for showtime, of course. But there's usually 5 to 10 different things happening in terms of news outlets happening, so I can keep a visual or whatever on the screens here. Things pop in on the screen. That's what I mean by I don't watch the TV stuff. It's all just noise to me. But there's been a decided difference in the way everything's being presented. So journalism is back, so to speak. It says they offered researched overviews on the impact of the storm, the human toll, monetary damages, the ecological impact, and up close and personal accounts. One photojournalist, for instance, documented a group's evacuation in a small boat as it floated past the submerged Le Chic Beauty Academy. I want to go back to this part because this is what the journalists forget today. I'm going to read this again. I want you to see if you can pick up on it. It says, CBS News to Fox News, news outlets rediscovered journalism. They offered researched overviews on the impact of the storm. Okay, I'll just tell you what it is. The word researched. They offered researched overviews. So in other words, the journalists had to get off their butts. And they did get off their butts and researched what was going on. Wow. Are we back to that where the journalists actually researched to find the truth? No, I can't. Well, goodbye to Mueller, right? And the rest of the folks? If that is in fact the case, let's hope, right? Stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, a21r.com.
Talk.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Come back, we're going to be talking about Pope Francis to world leaders. Listen to the cry of the earth, Mother Gaia. I guess the Pope doesn't like Christianity anymore. Mother Gaia is his thing. That's, you know, you don't know what that is, perhaps. Mother Gaia is earth worship. Worshipping the earth. One world religion. Oh, that sort of thing. Yeah. That might explain why Houston has a problem, right? Well, some people, you know, EcoWatch, the magazine from which we're going to be talking about, one of the articles says, Naomi Klein's message to the media covering Houston, now is the time to talk about climate change. As you know, Hurricane Harvey was caused by the climate changing. It did. The climate did change, right? And caused it. Because that's what the climate does. I know. If we'd stop chemtrailing, perhaps we could make it a little bit more believable, huh? If we stopped managing the environment as man sees it, perhaps the environment could actually readjust itself. It's not that we pollute the planet so much as that we deliberately do so through climate modification and engineering. Anyway, just a little bit of news and information for you. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And like we say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.